Labor and Commerce to order. Let the record reflect that there it is now about 2 minutes after 5 p.m. on this Wednesday, April 14th, 2010. We do have a quorum. To my immediate right is Senator Thomas. To my immediate left is Senator Davis and myself, Senator Pasfan, Kevin Meyer. Senator Meyer should be walking in the door any second, so we will have certainly four members more than adequate for quorum. The purpose of our meeting today is to address two matters. The first is House Bill 363, ADA membership, and the second is SCR 16, captioned Economic Development Planning Commission. HB 294 relating to use, regulation, and operation of boats was scheduled pending referral, but this committee did not receive that referral, and therefore it was removed from the agenda, so that went directly to finance today, just so that people, if you see the difference between what the schedule was advised and what we're addressing today. It is my intent to hear a brief presentation about these two pieces of legislation, discover if there's any significant opposition to any of this legislation, then if it's the will of the committee to move them. The bill and the resolution from this committee today to the next committee of referral. So let's begin. If we could have the presenter for House Bill 363, if please come forward. We welcome the two of you, and please state your name and affiliation, and then please present the merits of the bill.
Rob Wills, staff to Representative Heron.
And Aaron Harrington, staff to Representative Osterman.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to give a brief introduction to the bill, and Aaron is here just for questions.
And let the record reflect that Senator Meyer has joined us, so. Please continue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. HB 363 is sponsored by the House Committee on Regional Affairs Committee, co-chaired by Representatives Heron and Munoz. But Representative Osterman's office has been very helpful in working on this as well. Mr. Chairman, as we know, ADA is a public development finance corporation whose mission is to promote economic growth in Alaska by providing various means of financing and investment. ADA fulfills this mission by providing Alaskan businesses with long-term financing options at a reasonable cost. Each year, Mr. Chairman, 25% to 50% of the return on ADA's assets is redistributed back to the State General Fund as a dividend. This year it was $23 million. The ADA board also serves as the AEA board. Currently there are five members on the ADA board: the Commissioner of Revenue and DCCED. Those two commissioners are on there by statute. There's a third discretionary commissioner appointed by the governor, currently it's DOT, and then there's two public members also appointed by the governor. For a current board makeup of three commissioners and two public members, this bill adds three more public members to the board for a total of five public members while retaining the commissioners of revenue and DCCED. Obviously, this expands the board from five to seven members. The bill also stipulates public members must possess business and/or industry expertise and leadership skills. Mr. Chairman, you might ask why expand to a seven-member board. This would give ADA more flexibility in forming subcommittees, which they've expressed a desire for. This will increase the potential for more diverse experience and specialties on the board. Will also increase the potential for broader geographic and industry representation. And last but not least, it allows for the general thrust of the bill, which is to create a preponderance of private sector input in ADA's governance. With that, Mr. Chairman, we stand open for questions.
Any additional information from the
Mr. Chairman, just briefly, I would add that this bill, like the bill that you've heard earlier, SCR 16, which you'll be hearing again, responds to a need that was identified through the course of the interim to be more proactive about the state's resources for economic development, and also to bring more private sector oversight, insight, or guidance into the way that the state deploys its resources. And that's all that I would add.
All right. Has there been any opposition that you've become aware of?
Mr. Chairman, not really. It was 40-0 and passed the House, and I don't believe we ever heard any testimony against this bill.
Thank you. We would, Ted Leonard from ADA is with us, and so we would, thank you very much. We would invite Mr. Leonard.
For the record, I am Ted Leonard, Executive Director of ADA, and just very quickly, the bill, we do support increasing the number of members on the board. With a 5-member board, we do have sometimes problems to get a quorum, especially in busy legislative sessions and fishing season too sometimes. But other than that, we also do support having more private sector input. We have been going through our strategic planning process that we have mentioned several times before this committee before, and private input we believe is necessary, and getting a way or a vehicle to have more private input is very important. And at the same time, for the record, that our commissioners have also given us very good advice too, that we do support having more private input, and having a larger board would help us as we move forward, allowing us to have committees and also quorum issues.
Thank you,
and
Mr.
I'm available for any questions, Chair.
Any questions from the committee of Mr. Leonard? Seeing none, we thank you, Mr. Leonard.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone off-site? Is there anyone additionally present that would like to testify? Any questions by the committee member of any of the presenters? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony on House Bill number 363. What is the will of the committee?
Let's move it.
Entertain a motion.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we move House Bill 363 from committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note.
Any objection? Seeing none, it is so ordered. House Bill 363 is moved from Senate Labor and Commerce to the next Committee of Referral. We'll take a brief at ease for signing. Commerce is moved back to order. We now have before us Senate Concurrent Resolution number 16. If the presenters would please come before the committee. And before we get started, we have a CS. It's identified as /S version, and I would move the CS for Senate Concurrent Resolution number 16 before this committee. Do I have any objection there too? Seeing none, we have the CS for Senate Concurrent Resolution number 16, identified as /S version, is now before the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Please identify, state your names and affiliation, and please present the testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks for bringing this resolution back before the committee. My name is Jeff Stepp, staff to Chairman Pascavin. And what I'd like to do is briefly bring the committee up to date on the committee substitute, and I can run through this pretty quickly. There haven't been a lot of changes. And what we've done since this resolution was first heard in Senate Labor and Commerce is work closely with the companion sponsors in the House of Representatives, and through a collaborative process, and when in agreement with the chairman, keep our version of the bill in this body identical to the one in the other, and I present those to this committee for your consideration. I'll identify the results that also some of the changes were made as a result of the deliberative process in this committee when we heard this back in March. Page 1, line 16, change from the Alaska Legislative Council to the Alaska Legislature shall provide adequate staffing to the commission. This was done, Mr. Chairman, so that the Alaska Legislature could provide the administrative support to this committee, therefore effectively zeroing out the fiscal note. As Senator Meyer, I'm sure, is better aware than I, since that fiscal note was zeroed out by the committee chairs in House Finance, we can't get a zero fiscal note from the department. We still have the $132,000 fiscal note, but when this bill goes to finance, I'm certain that the committee chairman there will zero this out or just pick up the House companion. But anyway, that was the intent of that move, was to make this a revenue-neutral piece of legislation. On page 2, on various lines, there are changes so that the legislative members of the commission are appointed by the presiding officers rather than the finance co-chairs, and also added an additional public appointment to the finance co-chairs from each body. This change was made to be consistent with protocol, that protocol being appointments made by presiding officers, not finance co-chairs. Page 2, lines 6 through 8 and lines 10 through 12 gave one public appointment each to the Senate and House minority leaders out of respect to those individuals serving in the legislature, and removed one public appointment each from the Senate President and the House Speaker. Page 2, lines 23 through 34 added the President of the Alaska Partnership for Economic Development or their designee as a commission member, recognizing the status and contribution that this person could make to the committee. This brought the total membership of the commission from 10 to 11. Also on page 2, sections 2, 4, and 6, remove the requirement that appointees not be, quote, an officer of the state or employed by officers of the state, unquote, in order to leave open the opportunity for appointments by qualified individuals who are employed by the state. While we certainly are trying to encourage participation from the private sector, we don't want to automatically exclude somebody who might be qualified. Page 3, lines 9 through 11, directed the commission, as recommended by this committee, to report to the Ledge Council, the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee, and the House Labor and Commerce Committee, in addition to LB&A. Page 3, line 12, changed the first reporting deadline from June 30th to 2011 to January 30th. 2011. Mr. Chairman, this was just done to correct an oversight and to make sure that there was a report to the legislature prior to the beginning of the next legislative session, not at the conclusion of the next legislative session. Page 3, lines 20 through 21, inserted a second reporting deadline of December 15th, 2011. And page 3, line 24, changed commencement of the commission work from March 15th, which is a date in the past, to April 30th, which is a date in the future. And then finally, this committee substitute on page 3, line 25, changes the sunset from June 30th to 2011 to June 30th, 2012, giving this commission another year to do their important work. And that, Mr. Chairman, is the extent of the changes.
Thank you, Mr. Stepp. Any questions from the committee of Mr. Stepp? Seeing none, please identify yourself and affiliation and provide your testimony.
Senator Pascavan, committee members, I'm Erin Harrington, staff to Representative Osterman, and again, I'm largely here to answer questions that you might have.
Okay. Any questions of Erin by the committee? Seeing none, we thank you. Is there anyone off-site? No, there's no one off-site. There's no one signed up, so we'll close public testimony on the CS for Senate Concurrent Resolution number 16. Any discussion of the committee? Or what's the will of the committee? To entertain a motion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'll be happy to make a motion to move the resolution out, but it does appear like we're setting up a lot of task force or the interim, so I think we're going to be busy. But this is a good cause, and sounds like a very, very good task force. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I move that we move CS for Senate Concurrent Resolution number 16/S from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Any objection? Seeing none, it is so ordered. The CS for Senate Concurrent Resolution number 16 is moved from Senate Labor and Commerce Committee to the next committee or referral. We will sign. Given that there is no further business to be conducted today, Senate Labor and Commerce is adjourned.